This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, June 12th. I'm Sydney Schofield with your top headlines on KRDO News Radio. Police are asking for your help solving a death investigation near Ute Valley Park. Just before 7 o'clock last night, police received a report of a dead individual off Centennial Boulevard. Anyone with information is asked to contact Colorado Springs Police. A man is behind bars tonight after a disturbance broke out in a residential area off Valerie Circle. That's on the northeast side of town. Last night, officials responded to a family disturbance just after 8:30, where multiple people needed treatment at a hospital. Police say they had probable cause to arrest a man named Anthony Lobato on felony charges. They found his car on East Garden of the Gods Road and determined he was inside a storage unit there. After getting a search and arrest warrant, the Tactical Enforcement Unit took Lobato into custody. If you've noticed more police out on the roadways, it's for good reason. CDOT is working with law enforcement for this year's Summer Blitz. They're in full force right now, cracking down on impaired driving. CDOT says Pueblo County has seen the most deaths on Colorado roadways this year. So far, there have been 10 deaths from crashes involving impaired drivers. For comparison, El Paso County, which is much larger, has had 8 so far this year. According to CDOT, most fatal crashes happen during the summer. New documents reveal that the immune response from Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine in young children is looking favorable. This data comes ahead of an FDA meeting to determine if the vaccine should get emergency use authorization for kids 6 months to 6 years old. In trials, including more than 6,000 children, injection site pain was the most common reaction. The FDA also saying adverse reactions were uncommon. You might want to bring out the telescope or dust off the binoculars this coming week because the strawberry moon will start appearing tonight and will reach full brightness on Tuesday. The name isn't necessarily because the full moon will appear red in color, but the fact that it takes place during strawberry harvest season. Astronomers call the phenomenon a supermoon because it occurs when it orbits closest to Earth, meaning it will appear larger and brighter. The mountains and craters on the lunar surface will be much more visible than usual as well. The Garden of the Gods trail run Saturday morning meant a little more to one Colorado Springs man. That's because he's alive and back to doing what he loves after suffering cardiac arrest while running last year's race. He took this weekend's race to thank fellow runners and first responders for saving his life when he collapsed last year, meeting with some of them for the very first time. That's a look at your top headlines. For more, head to KRDO.com. I'm Sydney Schofield. Have a great Sunday.
Isolated showers and thunderstorms for the remainder of the day today, most likely over the mountains where some gusty winds are possible. And then those temperatures also staying above average overnight tonight in the 60s throughout the region. For tomorrow, once again, a hot day on tap, temperatures in the 90s and low 100s as you do head out towards the eastern plains, and rain chances close to none for tomorrow. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.